What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Here we go. It's another day on the MG Show. You know, all the ships are sailing in the same direction now. It's about to arrive at a common destination in the month of Red October. What do you think of that? Durham revelations, Trump raid, Seth Rich, Ukraine sabotage pipeline, biolabs, Nazis, Maxwell's international sex trafficking ring, financial crisis, Biden crime family investigation, Iran deal shenanigans, fentanyl drug smuggling, open border crisis, 9/11 revelations, massive election fraud being facilitated by foreign-controlled election management systems and apps run by CCP agents. Trump and his team are doing more, even openly, publicly blatant, in endorsement of our community, what we call the Q community. And Trump and his team are doing even more openly, public, blatant endorsements of this community. Buckle thyself up. Grid thy lions in proper fashion. It's going to be biblical. The hunters become the hunted. Thank you for that write-up, Mr. Brian Cates. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show. It's Flannel Friday. He's muted. Hi, Shady. Who's hitting the wrong button this time?
I did. I hit the wrong button. That was me. I actually hit the button twice. But we have a bit of corruption there that you mentioned just now that we are uncovering here. And if you're talking about what is the Q movement or what are the Q people or what are we doing here, we are exposing them, guys. And that is literally what's happening. I'm seeing a bunch of nonsense out there on True Social, people acting like nothing is happening, nothing is going on. I don't think they're paying attention, Jeff. Honestly, don't. I think they're looking somewhere else intentionally because they understand the gravity of what we're watching unfold right here in front of us. I think October is going to be extraordinarily exciting for the Patriots out there to understand how we get, you know, like you said, these parallels are coming together, my friends. They can't keep them separated forever. And this is currently happening right now, right here and now.
Well said. I mean, let's just slowly go over that list one more time, Shady, because I think it's important. Let me grab that real quick. And by the way, can you say re for Flannel Friday? They are reeing about Putin. We're going to talk about President Putin, Russia's President Putin, and what he said. Oh boy, CNN's, their heads exploded. So Shady, I said this to a friend of mine. If CNN hates Russia and Putin, what does that mean that we should probably look into it more, baby? What do you think?
Yep. I think that we should listen to what people really say, not what the media talking heads say they said. That's the problem.
So you're not going to want to miss this show. We're going to go over President Putin and what he says about your country. You should be very proud as Americans of what President Putin said. You know, I think we got to really understand what he says because it's actually phenomenal. But Shady, Durham revelations.
Yep.
The Trump raid at Mar-a-Lago. The FBI is now showing that they are obviously corrupt, Shady. They raided the pillow guy.
They did.
Seth Rich back in the news. We know that MS-13 killed Seth Rich. We know that WikiLeaks probably got that information from Seth Rich. The FBI knows it, too. Another FBI failure. Nord pipeline sabotage. Putin called it out. Do you know that Russia thinks that America sabotaged the Nord Stream pipeline? How does that make you feel? Proud?
It should make you feel bad. Hmm.
Maxwell's international sex ring cover-up. She was put in prison for 20 years, Shady. Without trafficking to absolutely zero people. Zero.
Nope. Yep. No, no, none of the people that were trafficked to have found their way to jail.
Mm. Right, Bill Clinton?
Like Bill Clinton and like Kevin Spacey.
Ooh. Biden crime family investigation. It's all out there. And we know Klobuchar is tied to it. We know that Kamala Harris is tied to it. We know that everybody that you're seeing that's elected, Pelosi's son, Kerry's son, Romney's son, all connected. Your country has been taken. Yeah. Let's see. We got the Iran deal shenanigans. We got out of the Iran deal, Shady. Remember the pallets of cash? Where did they go to? What happened to that? Your cash sent to Iran. Fentanyl drug smuggling. Fentanyl comes from where, Shady? You know where fentanyl comes from, Shady?
China.
Yeah. This is a direct attack by China to kill your friends and family that may or may not, may have some issues with drugs, guys. It could be in the cocaine, in the pills. Shady.
Yeah, and then replace them. You know, it's like they're replacing your friends and family that are dying at like 300 or 400 a day. They're replacing them every day as well.
Fauci's whirlwind $12 million or billion. I don't know how much it is. He was just exposed by making a lot of money. The pharmaceutical companies, the bio labs, the Nazis, Ukraine, all that tied. See what else we got? Open border crisis. So we have Kamala Harris going to an open, a secure border, going, oh, look, they're so close right there.
She could see it with her own eyes.
Why did she go to a secure border and say, you know, she actually, everybody thinks it's a joke. The CIA does have ties with North Korea. She told you the truth.
Yes, she did. She absolutely did.
Oh, and Q might have alerted us to that.
Yes, he did.
Massive. And I mean massive election fraud, whether it be by the machines, Shady, whether it be the infrastructure that is run by the CCP. Your elections resolve on a Chinese communist server in China. That's pretty big.
It's pretty overwhelming.
Election management systems controlled the apps, the programs, all resolve in China, run by CCP agents. And then all they do is sue you. They sue people to stop talking about it. Over the lawfare. Target. Yeah. We can't say the K word, but you guys can type it. Who is the company that we exposed? We're going to be very careful on saying the K word. But guys, in Rumble Chat, do you guys know who it is? They Eugene, last name? Trump and his team are doing more and more hat tips to Q Anons. And there's millions of us. Why? Because it's an accident. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Patel on this show this week. People that are supposed to be conservative are trashing Cash Patel.
Isn't that funny? Isn't it funny the environment that we find ourselves in right now, that the exposure leads to the activation? Effectively, with the exposure, every time we expose them, they become activated in a different realm. This is really what Q was all about. was activating the players, the black hat players in the game, and forcing them to do things that they didn't want to do, which was exposing them more and more to the general public. And now we're sitting here with that list. I mean, think about that list. Think about that list 3 years ago. You didn't have close to a list like that 3 years ago to point to actually show people the corruption that's going on. They're not hiding it. And unfortunately for them, fortunately for us, it's being put out there in an honest way so that you can discern for yourself more thoroughly.
You know, and then we've got Trump telling you go to vote, vote, vote. And we got another guy saying fix 2020 or bust. Don't waste your time on voting on those machines. Don't participate in a rigged system until it's fixed. That is voter suppression. Your president,
yes,
Donald J. Trump, says all the Patriots come out and vote on November 8th for Trump's handpicked candidates. That's what he says.
That's what we're going to do.
Every lie will be revealed.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. And then we get attacked by these people that support that man, who we actually interviewed and actually liked him, Shady. Until we didn't.
Until he went off the rail and forgot to take his meds for 6 months.
And, you know, Shady, you know, and God bless him, pray for him. But, you know, what is that saying that you always say when somebody show? What is that saying?
Whenever somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
I believe them.
I believe them, too.
I believe them. And I believe that we're getting attacked by his trolls, and they're, I believe, allegedly, they're using the Fight Back Foundation, allegedly, to pay these alleged trolls that work allegedly for Lynn, allegedly would. That's my theory.
The alleged trolls were over-trolled whenever their alleged colors at Pinata Farms happened to change. I saw that triggered them over there.
Like that. It's now Matrix Green if you have an iPhone, Shady.
I know. I saw it.
Coincidence.
Coincidence.
You know, if you're a Democrat, you know, and we had a huge hurricane, 21 people so far confirmed dead in Florida, and the classy, classless Dems said, "Dear Ian, you had one job."
Oh my God.
I mean, funny.
Look at what we're dealing with. Look at what funny. We're dealing with. I mean, is that even funny though? Like, how is that even funny in their circles? It's so. It's intentional. Its intent is actually pretty astounding.
Yeah. That's sick.
Really? It's sick. It is sick on another level. I mean, we don't even have a body count down there. We don't have any information. We know that there's communities completely destroyed to the point where they're even saying the infrastructure may be wiped away to where they can't even bring them back, guys. You know, these are Americans. These are some of the oldest parts of our society that live down there in some of these areas in Fort Myers and on the west coast of Florida. We should have empathy, and we should have be stringing together some compassion for them, not wishing that the hurricane hit somewhere else. That's just unbelievable that they put that out there and put in the public. They don't care. They don't care anymore.
And they voted for the debt ceiling bill in the Senate, Shady, and they included the $12 billion for Ukraine, and they put a ceiling on, and there's no aid for Florida.
Nope. Tone deaf. These people are completely and utterly tone deaf, and they have nothing else on their mind other than covering up these crimes in Ukraine, and I have a feeling that Vladimir Putin is going to be bringing the hammer on a lot of this corruption in Ukraine, and that is why they're triggered, and that's why they've piped off this blown up this pipeline over there.
Imagine that. Uh-oh. You know, imagine that, Shady.
Yeti has a paper up over his head.
He thought I forgot.
He did think he forgot.
No, this is just a long segue into Shady. You know, we're not funded by Lucy Pfizer.
Yes.
Why don't you tell Yeti to roll that beautiful?
Yeti, why don't you roll that beautiful bean footage? We'll be right back, guys. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Welcome back to the Matrix Groove Show right here with your host Jeffrey Peterson and Shannon. 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. You can hear somebody that works for Mike Lindell, Patriot, or use code MG Show anywhere on mypillow.com or go to landing page mypillow.com/MG Show. Shady. You know, I was thinking about just doing little bits and pieces of this Vladimir Putin host the signing ceremony and the annexation of four areas of Ukraine. But I almost feel like we need to like watch the whole thing. It's only about maybe 20 some odd minutes. And maybe okay. We'll stop and pause, you know, just say, hey, you know, or, you know, pause. And if you have a pause, because I think we need to hear directly from the horse's mouth as to what Russia, another superpower, actually thinks of you and your country.
And to give the audience a comparison going forward, I think it would be great, because so that you guys can look at what he says and then pay attention to what the media will tell you that he said going forward. There is already discrepancies with the way that they're writing, with the way they're writing about what he did say. So ultimately, you can discern better if you understand what directly was said.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we do. This is $1 ace. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Be ye warned, deep state. Ace, thank you for that rumble rant. We are sponsored by you, not Lucifizer. And that was actually a very nice quote. Before we head into actually watching this, because it actually kind of goes with the abomination that is becoming the United States with these bloodline elites in control. Shady Groove, ready?
Yeah, and it appears to me that he talks directly to them. So I want you guys to pay extra attention to the subtleties of what Vladimir Putin is saying here, because listen, say whatever you will, the guy's a major player on the world stage, and he is the target, much like yours truly here are the target, much like Donald Trump is the target. They are they're currently targeting Russia. They need a boogeyman, and I'm just curious if he's really a boogeyman.
Right. And we should make our
own decision. Mind.
Yeah, let's do that. Because we're free thinkers. And not only are we the target, Trump the target, QAnon's the target,
you're the target if you're listening and watching to us right now. Brighton.tv, you're the target. Red State Talk Radio, if you hear us right now, you're a target. We will win. We've got to win. And how do we win? Knowledge. Knowledge is power.
That's right. And consistently speaking the truth about it.
Okay, here we go. This is Vladimir Putin, who hosted a signing ceremony of the annexation of four areas in Ukraine. Let's check it out. Shay, let me know when you want to pause.
The Russian Federation.
Right. Vladimir. Let me know if that volume's okay too, Yeti. Here comes President Putin. He didn't fall. He didn't stumble. He doesn't have Jill walking him.
He didn't even fall up the steps.
He didn't fall up the stairs. All right, here we go.
Dear citizens of Russian Federation, citizens of DPR and LPR, Kherson and Zaporozhye regions, members of the Duma and senators of the Russian Federation. As you know, in Donetsk and Lugansk People's Republic, in Kherson and Zaporozhye region, we had referendums. The results have come through, and the results are known. People have made their choice, and it's a definitive choice. Today we are signing the decree on accepting LPR, DPR, Zaporozhye, and Kherson region. I'm sure that the Federal Assembly will support the laws of creating four new regions of four new subjects of the Russian Federation, because this is the will of the millions of people. And of course, this is their right, their integral right, which is emphasized in the principles of United Nations. It's the self-determination of people. It's the right that is based on the historical unity, which was defended by generations of our people. People who for generations protected Russia. Romantsev, Suvorov, and Ushakov fought in Belarus.
By the way, Shady, I'd like to point out the flag is a person on a horse stabbing something that looks like an alligator.
Noted.
Yekaterina II and Potemkin fought, and also our grandfathers and great grandfathers fought in the wars, and people who did not agree with the military coup in 2014, people who gave their lives for the right to keep their belief, their language. It's the people of Donbass. These are victims of inhumane terrorist attacks conducted by the Kiev regime. So these are peaceful citizens, children, grandmothers, Russians, Ukrainians, people of various ethnic origins, Zakharchenko, and Izhoga, and Olga Nichura, and the other heroes of this, the Murgamedov, who was a military who died heroically, all the heroes of the special military operation, they are heroes. The heroes of the great Russia. And we would like to observe a minute of silence.
For extremely limited time, you'll get a whopper.
In their honor.
They just can't help themselves. Sorry about that, guys. So we're just watching the people.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I was just saying he was doing a moment of silence there.
The choice of millions of people of LPR and DPR, Zaporozhye and Kherson regions. What's behind that is our common history. Despite all the difficulties, they've carried through this love for Russia, and this feeling cannot be exterminated by anyone. And that's why the older generations and the younger people who were born after the tragedy of the destruction of the Soviet Union, they wanted the unity in 1991. There was a decision by representatives of the party, of the leading party, to dissolve the USSR. And this has destroyed the connections between different parts of our country. And the last heads of the Soviet Union went against the will of the people of the Soviet Union and broke that country into smaller countries. They just informed the people about that without asking them. And we accept that they probably did not understand what they were doing, and they did not understand the consequences this would lead to. But this is not important anymore. Soviet Union is no longer there. We cannot return to the past.
Pretty interesting comments right there, Shady. The former leaders. Interesting.
Basically insinuating that, you know, that like the mistakes that they made didn't turn out good for us.
Do you think this country, America, has made mistakes recently, Shady?
I do.
Sadly. Let's get informed, guys. Let's listen to Vladimir Putin. We're listening to him hosting a signing ceremony for the annexation of four areas of Ukraine that used to be part of their country. Check it out.
And for Russia, we don't need this anymore. We're not aiming for that. But there's nothing stronger than the decisive will of millions of people who, according to their culture, to their language, believe to be part of Russia. They, for generations, they lived in a single country, and there's nothing stronger than the will of these people to come back to their historic roots. For many years, the people in Donbass were subjected to genocide and shelling. And in Kherson, they tried to cultivate hatred for Russia. And lately, Kiev regime threatened death and punishment to teachers. And they were threatening repressions to the millions of people who supported Russia. But people from LPR, DPR, and Kherson and Zaporozhye expressed their will. And the real masters of Kiev regime in the West need to remember this. People from Kherson, DPR, LPR, and Zaporozhye become our citizens forever.
There's some applause. Your sound isn't cutting out. It's only in one channel, President Putin. From Russia. They're still applauding. Here we go.
Call upon Kiev regime to immediately cease all military actions and the war that they began back in 2014 and come back to the negotiation table. We are open to this, and we stated that many times. But people of Lugansk, Donetsk, and Kherson, and Zaporozhye, we will not discuss these areas because they've made their choice.
Applause.
And today's Kiev authorities have to respect the expression of the will of these people. And this is the only path to peace. We will protect our land using all our forces and we will do everything to ensure people's security. And this is the great liberating mission of our people. We will, of course, rebuild all destroyed towns, and we will build hospitals and theaters and schools, and we will continue developing infrastructure and industry. We will ensure healthcare and pension support. And of course, we will increase levels of security. We will do everything for people in these regions to feel the support of all republics and all parts of this large motherland.
They're applauding. Wow.
I'd like to address the soldiers and officers who are taking part in special military operation, to warriors of Donbass and Novorossiya, who also joining military after the partial mobilization, those who volunteered to come to the recruitment centers. I would like to address their wives and children. I'd like to say why they're fighting there. Who is the enemy that is against us?
Who is the enemy?
Who is creating new wars and crises to make profit out of them? Our compatriots, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, part of our people, saw with their own eyes what the leading circles in the West are preparing for the people in the world. And they have expressed their true nature in there. And we will not back in 1991, the West believed that USSR will not come back, or Russia will not come back from that blow. And we had this awful 1990s. And however, Russia withstood that. And
it's when they kicked the international bankers out
and took its deserved place. And it's but the West is looking for new opportunities to hit us. And they always dreamt about breaking our state into smaller states who will be fighting against each other. They cannot be happy with this idea that there's this large country with all their riches, natural riches, and the and people who will never live under foreign oppression. And they are prepared to do everything using this neo-colonial system to rob all other countries in the world. And the whole humanity has to pay them some dues to this hegemon. And they've got this cruel motivation, and that's why they are very aggressive towards independent states. They're aggressive towards traditional values and cultures.
Listen to
this.
They
are trying to undermine international and integrational processes and new centers of technological development. It is critically important to them so that all countries surrender their sovereignty to the United States voluntarily. Some countries voluntarily agree to do this, and they voluntarily agree to become vassals of these states. Others are being destroyed and bullied. And after there are millions of broken lives, and areas of social disturbance and so on. The only thing they want to have is their profit out of this. Their greed, their desire to keep their unrestricted power. This is the reason of this hybrid war that the West is conducting against Russia. They want to see us a colony. They do not want to have cooperation on the basis of equality. They want to rob us. To them, our philosophy is a direct threat, and that's why they attempt to kill our philosophers. and our development and our livelihood is a threat to them. They do not need Russia. We need Russia.
No matter where you are, protect what matters most with McAfee's all-in-one protection.
And it's some applause there. Flannel Friday is my favorite. It's Friday. Yeah. What's up, Zach? Thank you. $17 Rumble rant.
I'd like to remind you that the ambition for world domination has been broken by Russian resistance many times in the past. And today we are defending our values and our traditions. They believe that they will not be punished for their actions. And the agreements in the area of strategic cooperation are being canceled. Agreements on the state level announced to be null and void. And the agreements that were there in the past are being completely canceled. And the agreements on the non-proliferation of weapons are unilaterally canceled. Who? What are these rules that they're acting based on? Who saw those rules? Who agreed upon those rules? We see that there are double standards, triple standards. They are just taking us for fools. Russia is a great country and it's a great civilization, and it's not going to continue to live under this false rules. It's the West that broke that principle of the borders, and they are now unilaterally deciding who has the right to self-determination and who doesn't. Why are they making that decision? Who gave them the right to decide that? That's why they're very angry at the choice of people in Crimea, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporozhye. That's why they believe that they people do not have the right to have to self-determination. Their hegemony has got a character of totalitarian nature and militarism, and they believe that all these countries have to be joined to the list of barbarians who need to be fought against and oppressed. There's nothing new in this. The Western elites have always been like this. They have been colonizers, and they remain colonizers. They discriminate, and they distinguish between the first class of nations and second class nations. We never believed that, and that's why there is this Russophobia that is being spread all over these countries. The Western countries believe that their civilization and their neoliberal culture is the golden standard to everyone else. This is sounds quite strange. Even the Western elites even believe that their own sins have to be accepted by everyone else. We need to remind the West that neo-colonial politics began in the Middle Ages, and then they robbed India, Africa, and there were wars against China where they had to surrender their ports for opium trade. What they did subjected the whole nations to drug abuse and
look at this shady
other things, and they were effectively hunting people, and we We are proud of the fact that in the 20th century, it was our country which was the head of the anti-colonial movement and allowed these nations independent development and conquer diseases and hunger. And one of the reasons for Russophobia and this anger from the Western elites is to do with the fact that we did not allow them to rob these formerly colonial countries further. And this was achieved by the fact that we were able to create a strong independent state, which continued to strengthen on the basis of strong values of Christianity, Islam, and other religions. It's known that there were plans of intervention in Russia and at the beginning of 17th century, and these plans failed. And all of this was achieved at the end of 20th century when the state collapsed and they pumped out trillions of dollars from this country using various schemes. We did not forget anything. In these days, in Donetsk and Lugansk, in Kherson and Zaporozhye, people spoke about their desire to restore our historic unity. Thank you.
And use code MG Show.
Chock full of commercials.
Yeah.
For centuries, they've been talking about their desire to bring democracy to
you. Here you go. Listen to this, guys.
This is completely opposite. It's pressure and oppression and slavery and violence. And this world order is undemocratic and is void of liberty. U.S. is a country that used nuclear weapons twice. Nagasaki and Hiroshima were the towns they were attacked by, and they ruined all these cities in Hamburg and Cologne in Germany without any military need, just to demonstrate without any military need, necessity. They carpet bombed these cities in order to threaten the whole world and our country. And they carpet bombed Vietnam and used chemical weapons. And up to this day, they are occupying Korea, Japan, and Germany, in fact. And they are talking about them as their partners, as their allies. And we can see that the first people, the first leaders of these countries are being listened to. They bug their offices and also their homes. And we can see that these countries just accept that. And they're developing chemical weapons and experiment on people. And they believe this to be noble causes. And they provoked today's large movement, immigration movement, through their actions.
They don't know what to do.
Now they're transporting wheat out of Ukraine. Where is it going? Under the pretext of ensuring food security for the poorest countries. Where is it actually going? It's going to Europe. Maybe 5%, less than 5% goes to the poorest countries. Again, this is just fooling and deceit. American elites, in essence, are using the tragedy of these people in order to weaken their competitors, in order to to conquer the national states. And this goes for other countries, France, Spain, Italy, and so on. And Washington is asking for more and more sanctions. And majority of European leaders simply agree to this. They understand that America is pushing for complete cutoff of Russian energy to EU in order to capture the European market themselves. The European elites understand all of that themselves, but they prefer to just submit to these demands. And this is just a betrayal of their people, of their own people. But Anglo-Saxons are not happy with the sanctions. They moved to terrorist attacks, having arranged the explosions on the pipelines, gas pipelines in the sea. And they are destroying the European infrastructure. It's all clear who benefits from this. The diktat of the United States is based on sheer power. But it's wrapped into this pretense of international law and principles. And that's why there are hundreds and hundreds of military bases and attempts to further expand NATO and create new military alliances. And they're actively working on in strengthening the connection between Washington and Tokyo. And they are, and anyone who is daring to challenge the hegemon is automatically declared the pariah. In the new colonial plans presented by the West, in the form of trying to contain other countries.
You've never seen anything like this for cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration.
But what that actually means is undermining any sovereign centers. We talked about containment. We know about containment of Iran, China, and other countries. We know that their current partners and current allies of the U.S., we know that whenever the U.S. doesn't like something, they introduce sanctions against their allies or partners. This is what's happening in practice, and this will continue. In their crosshairs, they've got everyone, including our closest neighbors, CIS countries.
And by the way, we're going to be continuing after we leave Brighton.tv. We're going to be continuing with our take on this. There's a lot on the second hour that you're not going to want to miss. So Brighton.tv, God bless you. Thank you very much for joining the MG show. We love you. But you're not going to want to miss the commentary we have after this. Shady Groove.
No, I'd like for you guys to stick with us here if you can, because I think this is very important. We need to hear what he is saying, and we need to listen very intently. He doesn't talk in platitudes, and he doesn't talk in spin. He's being very specific, and he's articulating the issues. And you really would, if you pay attention and understand it from a first person perspective, you're going to have a hard time disagreeing with the things that he's saying here. And I think that's why it's so compelling for us to play for you guys today.
And you're going to hear the spin, Shady Groove, on CNN. We're going to play a little bit of that. We're going to show you how their heads are spinning. This is a move to get out of the New World Order, folks.
Correct. I agree with you.
You're going to hear them call your leaders Satanists.
He's right about that.
Pretty crazy stuff, guys. All right. But is it crazy? You know, but we need to hear what a superpower, Shady. Russia is a superpower, and we, the people, need to understand what they're saying to us, okay? Because it's dangerous. A scare event necessary. When are we going to wake up? Only when your civilization is about ready to be destroyed by a nuclear bomb, possibly from Russia? Think about that, obviously, folks. Wake the F up.
I mean, we're here. We're here, aren't we? We're at this moment right now where it is going on and where they don't pull any bones about going and destroying the pipeline that cost them billions of dollars to put into place and pretty much ruin it. So we should be paying extra attention to what the leaders of these countries are saying.
And they probably got the insurance payment just like 9/11. These people are sick. Our government that was not really elected, that stole your country, it's a crime against humanity.
And all of us. Yes.
Yeah. So rumble.com/MG show. Thank you guys very much, Shady. We're going to continue listening to this. It's almost over. And then we're going to go into hour number two with our take on it, because there's a lot to unpack here. Here we go.
They started the sanctioned blitzkrieg against Russia, and they thought that they would order the whole world around using that. However, not everyone is excited about that. We see that political masochists and other people who like these non-traditional political relations, they refuse to cooperate with Russia. We see that the West has the habit of brute force and trying to capture everything. But then they are frozen in the past. And this creates this concept of exceptionalism. But it also creates the culture of information starvation in the West. They have drowned the truth using very aggressive propaganda, like Hebbels. They say that the larger the deceit, the more people will believe it. They are printing money, but you can't feed anyone with this money. You cannot warm your homes with this money. What's very important is what we just said. You cannot feed people with this printed money. You need to have food. And this inflated capitalizations will not be able to feed anyone either. You need to have actual food. So politicians in Western Europe have to persuade their citizens to shower less, to eat less, and put on warm clothes. And those who disagree with this are announced as radicals, and they always point to Russia saying this is the source of your troubles. And I would like to emphasize that there is the basis to believe that Western elites are not going to look for any ways out of current financial and food crisis, which happened due to their own fault. Their fault that they conducted, the actions that they've been conducting over the last few years. And they're not going to resolve problems of injustice, and they are going to steer towards their usual recipes. We see that the crisis of the beginning of the 20th century was resolved through the First World War. And we see that the U.S., after going into recession, was able to impose the dollar on the rest of the world. And we see that the crisis has become more acute in the 70s or 80s of the last century. And we see that they have used and abused the resources of the disintegrated Soviet Union. And now they have their goal to break Russia at any cost. And they want to rob people of their riches to plug their own holes. And they
want to rob you of your riches to plug their own holes, Shady. This is amazing stuff, guys. Here we go.
They will, if they succeed, they will try to lead the whole system into complete collapse.
Yep.
And they will try to write it off with a war. Russia understands its responsibility to international community. And it's obvious that today's neocolonial model is doomed. But I would like to emphasize that the real masters will continue to fight to the end. They've got nothing else to offer apart from keeping that racketeering and robbing model that they've stuck to. And today, they are moving to radical attack on basic values of family and so on. I would like to address all citizens of the country, not just those who are in this audience. I'd like to address everyone in Russia. Do we want here in Russia, in this country, do we want father and mother to be replaced by parent number one, parent number two? Are they crazy? Do we want in our schools, right from the early age, so the children are advertised all these sexual deviations and so on, and where they're offered to change their gender and so on? Do we want any of that for our country? None of that is acceptable to us. We have our own future. The dictature of Western elites is aimed at subjugation of people of their own countries too. Everyone. Complete denial of people's rights, and they are moving towards the open Satanism.
Open Satanism. They're moving towards open Satanism.
There you said it.
And Jesus said that you will see people, you'll see the people by their actions. And we see that new centers of development are being formed now, and they represent the majority of humanity. And they are prepared not just to present an alternative, but also to defend their own sovereignty and gain true liberty and historic perspective. The right to their own development and to their own harmonious life.
Grandma, where are we from?
Oh. Yeah, good question.
Well, we've got a lot of people who support us, including in the U.S., and we feel their support.
My gosh, hour number two. We forgot that. So, Shady, we'll be right back. Hour number two coming up. Take a quick break. I need to take a bio break, but hour number two is coming up. Take it away, Shady Groove, mg.show/donate. Vladimir Putin making a lot of great points, calling out the cabal. What say you?
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio, coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. theretirementguru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Countless deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of a greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we go one, we go all. I won't push you down, you won't let me fall. One day for sure we will stand tall. Where we go one, we go all. We trust the plan because we have it all, and that fate is in our hands. Had a reason to fool us, but we didn't take the bait. Wanna take us to hell, but we got guns at the gate.
You ready now? Let's do it. Welcome back to the MG Show. Welcome back to the MG Show, where we're not funded by Lucifizer. We're funded by you. Shady, we're just listening to Vladimir Putin, who is hosting a signing ceremony. This happened today for the annexation of four regions, areas in Ukraine. Donbas region, Shady, Aaron Sippikup was letting me know that that's about 40% of all industrial in Ukraine. So coal is really big there. So they're annexing that back because they actually wanted, they had elections, Shady, not on Dominion machines, but actual elections where the lowest of the four regions was like 88% for rejoining Russia. They know about the color revolutions. You heard him talk about it. That's George Soros and Obama, 2014. He talked about World War One. He talked about how we used the dollar. We bullied everybody for the dollar. You know, this is the New World Order that he's calling out, Shady Groove. Shady. You're muted. Yeah. You're in the Mutrix. Yeti. Can we have Shady?
Yeti did it. I didn't do that.
Yeti. Yep. It's sorry. I didn't mean to like yell at you, but I needed to let you know that you were talking and nothing was coming out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I can go right back because effectively what I was saying there was that, he's talking about them undermining international law. And the UN, what do? They virtue signal on globalism. They virtue signal on international law. And they say that there's all of these norms out there. And he's coming straight to you and saying, look, what do you guys want? What do you guys want to do? And if it begs the question, what I was saying was it begs the question, what would the rest of the people in Ukraine want to do? If they were given the option of the rest of the people, would they want to be part of the globalist elite West? Or would they want to be part of their country or their old country of Russia? Right now, you know, it's a toss-up, in my opinion, to what the people would really think there. And considering 88%, 96% voted to rejoin Russia, I think that says a lot to where maybe a lot of the other people in these different states like Georgia, Lithuania, that were separated from Kazakhstan, that were separated from Russia way back in the 80s, what do they really think? And I think that he is engineering a conversation in that regard for the world community to decide whose side are we on? What are we for here? Yeah, we're for international borders, but not if the people decide that that's not where they want to be, right? We're not right. Into like forcing people into borders. We're into allowing people choices. That's what liberty is all about. It's very interesting the way that he mentioned many of the things that I find important. Many of the things I think a lot of you think important. He spoke up there earlier today,
you know, and you know, he's talking about nuclear, you know, scare event necessary. I mean, we use nuclear bombs on Japan. How does that make you feel? How does it make you feel that he's calling your government out today that you allegedly elected when we did not elect these governments? Our country was stolen from us. And he said, judge them by their actions. Look at the actions, folks. You know, your neighbors need to wake up. We all need to wake up. We've got a superpower calling your government out. I don't care if but what about Biden? I'm sick of being on the defense. We are on the offense. Biden is a criminal. Nancy Pelosi is a criminal. Prove me wrong.
And supporting of Ukraine and throwing our weight behind Ukraine is doing what? I mean, that's undermining. I mean, do any of you stand for what the Ukrainian government stands for? Like, think about that logically. Like, absolute corruption. Whoever comes in and supplies us with the right thing to say, you know, then that's who we're going to go along with. These people are disgusting, and the people of Ukraine are not stupid.
They say Slava Nazi. They are Nazis. It's Khazaria. You guys don't know your history, and if you don't know your history, that's why you're mind controlled, right? These people have been around for centuries.
And Putin is telling us.
They use dark occult priests to interject into your religions. Then they set up two actual bloodline religions called the Jehovah Witness and the Mormons. Now, the people are very nice. Don't get me wrong. You got to stop it, you know, like with this division. But this is a Russell bloodline
That's who directly started these churches. The others were infiltrated. The Pesors gave $400 million in 1870s to the Vatican to overtake good, hardworking Catholics, guys. They've been doing this for years, Shady.
And they have no shame. You know, really, I mean, we are seeing that right now. You are seeing that they have no shame. They have no complaints whatsoever about attacking, maligning, destroying countries, borders, initiating color revolutions, and undermining the people, stealing from the, essentially that's what this whole game does, guys, is like they come in, they undermine the country, they put their leaders in power, and they steal everything that's not nailed down through the IMF, and then they charge you for the debt that they've created and placed on you. Like, that's the game, and Russia is sitting back and they're saying, we're not going to play that game. You honestly can't force us to play that game. That's what they're saying.
You know, it's very interesting, you know, Shady Groove, like, you know, openly a Russian leader embraces Jesus and calls your leaders of your country that you love Satanists.
He's not wrong.
It's going to be hard to spin that one.
He's not wrong.
You know, scientism, trust the science, is Satanism. Guys, all your friends and family that took the jab, they have been deceived.
It's unfortunate, but you're right.
Yeah. All right, Shady Groove, let's go back into this. We don't have much more time, and then we're going to do a little more, you know, highlighting of some of this. Here we go. This is President Vladimir Putin of Russia hosting a signing ceremony of the annexation of four areas of Ukraine, and he just called out America. Actually, the United States. See, you see how he says the United States. There's a difference between America and the United States of America. Big time. Here we go.
I noticed that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Countries. We have the movement that is being developed now, that is developing, anti-colonial freedom movement. And this is the power that will determine the future political reality. Dear friends, today we are fighting for just and freedom path for ourselves, for Russia, for dictature and imposing of the will is left in the past. Nothing should be based on somebody's exceptionalism, on suppression of other cultures and countries. We have to turn over this page. The destruction of this Western hegemony is irreversible. The world will never be the same. And we're called by this history, by our faith, to fight for historic Russia. For great historic Russia, for future generations, for our children and grandchildren. We need to protect them from these horrible experiments which are aimed to break their soul and their consciousness. We are fighting for our culture, for our language, so that it's impossible to just cancel it and remove it from history. We have to consolidate the whole society. And the basis for this unification can only lie in integrity, in freedom, and our compassion for people are the basic values that unify this. Ivan Alexandrovich Ilyin is a true patriot. If I believe my motherland to be Russia, that means I think in Russian, I sing in Russian, and I believe in spiritual power of Russian people, and my spirit and its spirit, my spirit, the suffering of the people is my suffering, and the development of this people is my development. So these words highlight the principle which was followed by many generations of Russians. And it's especially relevant today. The choice was made by people from LPR and DPR in Kherson and Zaporozhye. They made their choice to be with their people, to be with motherland, to follow its faith path, and to win. And the truth is with us. The Russia is behind us.
No matter where you are, protect what matters most with McAfee's all-in-one protection.
An applause. And they're still applauding. Pretty amazing speech so far. Just wrapping up towards the end of it.
Of signing of documents is about to begin.
So there you go. This is the signing of the documents. I believe those are the four leaders of the regions that voted to get away from the New World Order in Ukraine. And President Putin, this is history, Shady Groove. You're watching history.
Yeah, it is. Yep, you're watching. You're watching the first time of a borders being redrawn in Europe in a long time. Quite amazing. Quite amazing to sit here and watch. And I can tell a little bit of the back and forth out there that's going on. But I just want to say to everybody, you know, the Cold War, what you know as the Cold War, what was engineered, what was run on you, the operation that was run on you called the Cold War was fake, everybody. Okay. The globalist agenda was incorporating the different aspects of Russia as they moved us into this fear pattern, which is what came out of the 70s and the 80s. Literally, their cooperation in the background going on to make you think that there were two sides against one another was a sham, okay? And this is, I'm just going to tell you straight. And the idea that we buy into that, and we've all bought into that, it's mind control. It effectively, the Cold War was mind control. And right now what you're seeing is a leader, you're seeing a person who is talking about the best interest of his people, his country. Much like we would expect our administration to look out for the best interest of America, but they don't. And the model has been set like that for a very specific reason, so that they can engineer away from nationalism, engineer away from the idea of being proud of your country, engineering away from the idea of countries competing in a world market, and into the idea of countries being given what it is they're allowed to have if they jump through the right hoops. That's not a proper world order. And that's what we're reinventing here. We're re-engineering that, and Vladimir Putin is standing up for the people of his country. I don't care what you think about him. That's what he is doing, and he is not mincing any words about it. And we have to support the people of that region. We have to be, like you said, Jeff, so many times before, we're not supporting the quote-unquote deep state in Russia. We're not supporting the deep state in China. But do we love and support the peoples of those countries? Yes, we do, because we know at the core of them, they want freedom as well. And given the opportunity to fight for it, they would. That's the bottom line in all this.
I mean, do you think developing chemical weapons, experimenting on people, a noble cause?
No.
Well, Putin says that that's what we think and they think. So we need to stand up for our country. Let's just listen to this one more time. This is amazing.
For great historic Russia, for future generations, for our children and grandchildren, we need to protect them from these horrible experiments which are aimed to break their soul and their consciousness. We are fighting for our culture, for our language, so that it's impossible to just cancel it and rip.
Wow. So we got Putin as a murderer. Biden's not a murderer, though. He's good.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Shady?
I did.
That's
did
a
I
whoa.
Agree with it? Yes.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. It's very interesting. You know, they do not need Russia. We need Russia is what he says. He's being a nationalist. You know, Putin calls on Kiev to immediately cease military action and vows to protect the annexed lands with all means at Russia's disposal. Yet we're sending $12 billion to fight a war and not helping Florida. What's wrong with you people? I know it's not.
Well,
us,
we're defending a border, aren't we? You know, if we're sending $12 million to Ukraine, then obviously Ukraine is attempting to defend a border. Why aren't we defending our border? Yeah. Why do we not have a leader that is doing with our border what Vladimir Putin is doing with his border, which is being honest about what is going on there? We're not being honest about what's going on in Mexico. We're not being honest about what's going on with the cartels. We're not being honest about the manufacture and the supply of fentanyl that's coming across. We're not being honest about the number of people that are dying. I saw yesterday there was two different towns down there in, I think it was Texas. It might have been Arizona. They're running out of places to bury the dead people. They're pulling up out of the Rio Grande every day. They're pulling dead people up out of the, we're losing 350 people, 400 people a day to fentanyl here in America. No one is doing anything about it. Everyone is standing back and virtue signaling about Ukraine. All of your elected leaders are standing there virtue signaling about Ukraine and acting like that is the biggest deal in history. Why is that? Because they're elected, selected politicians that have created this elite class, and all of their treasure is in Ukraine. All of their business contracts are in Ukraine. This is what they're protecting. They are protecting themselves, and Vladimir Putin is exposing them for exactly what they are. It is truthful, whether we like it or not. That's the truth. It's not anti-America to speak about the truth, guys.
You know, and if Ukraine's winning, why are we still putting sanctions on Russia? Sounds like we're losing. Putin, yes, you know, they are losing. Putin said sanctions pressure on Moscow is not enough for the West, and they switched to sabotage. The Anglo-Saxons, quote, the Anglo-Saxons had a few sanctions. They switched to sabotage. It's unbelievable. But the fact is that by organizing explosions in the Nord Stream international gas pipeline that run along the bottom of the Baltic Sea, they actually began to destroy the pan-European energy infrastructure,
which is an act of war.
So you guys that are trolling us right now are wanting to go to war with Russia, are supporting somebody named Biden, Bush, you name it, Lindsey Graham, R&D, you're supporting evil.
Supporting a narrative. It's promoting a narrative. It's obfuscating the truth, overlooking the truth so that you can get involved in a narrative. I mean, if you like that, more power to you, but that's not what we're doing here. What we're doing here is we're looking at the truth and what people are really saying and how their actions compare to what they're saying. How does Joe Biden's actions compare to what he's saying? Vladimir Putin is backing up what he's saying with evidence. He's provided evidence, lots of evidence of these bio labs, a big part of our whole expose about the bio labs over there. Well, that was a bit of a lead-in by Vladimir Putin's speech where he called out Black & Veatch. He called out these specific companies. He said that they were engineering chemical and biological weapons, and then they were utilizing them against his people across the border. We have evidence that they've been drilling for natural gas and other resources under the Ukrainian border into Russia. That's an act of war. These things can't be tolerated if you want to protect your nation. You have to stand up for your people.
You know, and Steph Anon says, how can anyone even understand what Biden is saying? I mean, that's true. We just
that's
got
a good point.
There's a comment. Somebody says, stop fighting with each other. You have to realize nobody's really fighting with each other. When you defend yourself, like President Donald Trump does, it's not fighting. It's called defending yourself, defending your position, and defending your love for this country. The people that are fighting with us are making it look like we're fighting. You have to understand the difference between defending yourself and actual fighting. It's very different.
It goes back to the accusation. Who levied an accusation? That's where it goes back from. I didn't levy an accusation. I'm having accusations levied at me.
Mm-hmm. And I will defend myself. Shady Groove, this is Putin's speech and the CNN meltdown. You guys ready for this?
Other countries to apologize for things they have nothing to do with it. For example, colonialism. Let me remind you that the West was dealing with slavery, colonialism back in the Middle Ages.
In what some might describe as a political and historical rant, the Russian president addressing an audience of dignitaries, parliamentarians, government ministers, religious leaders gathered in St. George's Hall in the Kremlin ahead of signing decrees formally annexing nearly 20% of Ukraine into Russia. There are now four new regions of Russia, he said, talking about the, quote, votes in what were illegal referenda. Putin said the people have made their choice. It is the will of millions of people, he said, to applause from those gathered in the hall. And he went on to describe that vote and this decision as their right enshrined in the UN Charter. Let's discuss whether there is any.
Wow. Did you see her eyes? Look at, watch when she comes in. Watch this.
Other countries.
Watch when she comes in. Look at her eyes. Watch this.
For things,
I think her name is Finn.
Nothing to do with it.
Ready? Watch this. This is good. Here comes Finn.
Let me remind you that the West was dealing with slavery.
Oh my God! Watch this. Finn! I got the evidence. You guys are paid by Fox News. Keek, I'll respond if I want. It's okay.
We call it trolling. We do a little trolling.
So let's just replay this again because I think we went over on the commercial for Red State Talk Radio because we actually went over time. So check this out. This is huge. Listen to what this guy says and then tell me if you agree or disagree with what he's saying.
How crazy is that? Do we really want to have in our schools, starting from elementary school, do we want our kids to be imposed to the pervert values that lead to degradation and extinction? Do we want them to impose this understanding that instead of males and females, there are some genders? And do we really want them to go through gender change operations? Do we really want it for our children? It is unacceptable for us because we have the future of our own, which is different. And the Western elites, they are working against all the communities, against the peoples of the Western countries as well. It is against everyone. They want to bring back all the traditional values, traditional faith, and it's like the religion upside down. Looks like blatant Satanism.
Looks like blatant Satanism. Let's see, guys. Let's press 45 if you guys agree with what he just said. I mean, I can't. So I'm going to put my...
It's unacceptable for us because we have...
I'm going to put my 45 in, Shady Groove.
Yep. You know, it's just really funny the narratives that are agreeable, my people out there, to really watch and listen to what someone says and hear what they're saying and not be able to relate it or to understand to the point of what we've been talking about here, which is the idea that there is a cooperation going on in the background to expose and to push the New World Order globalism into the light in a big way, in a way to where the people of the world can make their decisions. I think it's funny that people are acting like I'm fighting for Russia. You know, you want to call me names, that's fine, you go ahead and call me names. I'm fighting for America and I'm fighting for the truth, and the truth doesn't matter. I don't care where the truth ends up. You know, you want to keep going with this charade of hiding the truth so that you can go on and allow the globalists to gain more and more power over the world because they can ostracize Vladimir Putin and capture Russia. Fine, that's your prerogative. But you're not going to get me to do it here. I'm going to talk about the truth, and I'm going to talk about it every single day, no matter how many times you come here to troll me, comrade.
Comrade. I think this goes on a little bit further. Well said, brother. I mean, we're fighting for our country. which we think is free, which we think is patriot. You know, look at what's happening, man. Let's just see. I think there's some more to this.
The future of our own, which is different. And the Western elites, they are working against all the communities, against the peoples of the Western countries as well. It is against everyone. They want to bring back all the traditional values, traditional faith. And it's like the religion upside down. Looks like blatant Satanism.
I just had to play that again. It's blatant Satanism, guys. Scientism is Satanism, guys. You guys understand that. So go get your fifth jab.
Trust the science.
Trust the science, guys.
How are we doing with that? How are we doing? How did America get along by trusting the science, everybody? Did we do good? Did we come through that unscathed? Are your children doing better today than they were before they unleashed that? Trust the science. Did the science really say to lock the world down for 2 weeks? Did the science really say putting a diaper on your face is going to prevent you from getting COVID? Is that really what the science said? We have to start pushing back in a real way. And the same people that are telling you to trust the science are the people that are telling you to be rah-rah for Ukraine, by the way.
Yeah. I'm not rah-rah for Ukraine. I'm rah-rah for my country. I'm not rah-rah for Russia. I'm rah-rah for my country.
Me too.
And I'm rah-rah for exposing them, Shady Groove.
And I'm also rah-rah for anybody that I'm rah-rah for anybody that's willing to help me. Aren't you? Are you willing to push aside? It's very interesting how a lot of these patriots out there, these Johnny come lately patriots, are willing to push people aside because they want something else instead of look at the truth. I think that's hilarious. Really says a lot about them.
Yeah, it does. And Shady, we should the Ukrainians trust the election that they had in for Russia for the annexation? I mean, let's listen to the No Name, because we do not say his name, John McCain.
In Europe, і ваша доля, як ми вважаємо, знаходиться в об'єднаній Європі.
Ukraine will make Europe better, and Europe will make Ukraine better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did it make it better?
Wow.
Or was McCain wrong?
Did that work?
Yeah. How about this? Here's John
Kerry. Trust your politician.
I'm going to help us to make sure that everything is well done.
We're going to do our best. We're going to try very hard. We hope Russia will respect the election that you're going to have.
We hope Russia will accept the election we're going to steal. You know, we taught countries how to steal elections. He didn't say steal. But you're going to listen. I mean, listen to what he said here, Shady. Pretty
well. We hope Russia will respect the election that you're going to have.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. That was a stolen election in 2014, Shady Groove.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't even an election. What happened in Ukraine back in 2013 and 2014 was a color revolution, and the election was not held properly. The election was held by the criminal syndicate. And that's how they ended up with the result that they ended up with. And as a matter of fact, they ended up in a civil war. You know, you guys out there acting like, you know, things have been peaceful in Ukraine. I don't think that you've been paying any attention to what's been going on in Ukraine over the last 10 years. They've been literally in a civil war for 10 years. The people of Eastern Ukraine who associate more with Russia have been targeted and were attempted to be genocided by the Nazis in Ukraine. That all you guys out here are saying, say the media is telling everybody that, oh, well, you know, these are the people that you should support in Ukraine. Oh, except for the idea that they literally aspire to being a Nazi. And that's exactly what Vladimir Putin just came out and said that they were. Again, being told the truth, sometimes it hurts.
Check this out. I'm sure, you know, people in New York are happy. Let's see what happens at the Russian embassy today. So the Russian embassy was defaced today. Wonder who paid them to do that, Shady.
Arabell advisors.
Oh. Look at some of the pictures. Look what they did. Pretty crazy, huh?
Is that what, do you guys agree with that?
Look at this guy. Oh, maybe I should pay attention to world politics. Nah, let's go.
No, I'm good.
You better, because that child that you're going to have there is going to be in major tyranny, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Probably another sex in 5 or 6 years.
My God. You know, so he accused the United States of creating nuclear weapons, the precedent, right? So, you know, our country better watch out and pay attention to what President Biden is doing. He's protecting the Bush crimes. He's protecting all. Oh, my God, Shady Groove. It's just so sick. It's just so sick.
Well, it is. It's an established order that they cannot step away from. And this is, if you want to pretend like you've been doing something for 5 years, this is what we've been doing for 5 years leading up to this moment, bringing the world to this moment so that they could understand Donald Trump could not be the face of this. The people have to be the face of it. Donald Trump is not the face of it in Italy. Donald Trump is not the face of it in Hungary. Donald Trump is not the face of it in Myanmar and these other places where the people are, Brazil and Colombia. Did you see the turnout in Colombia over the weekend? Unbelievable what people are doing. People recognize this. What Q did was wake up the world, guys, woke up the world to the possibilities that we could overtake this globalist octopus that has literally captured every single organization known to mankind, and they're controlling it and weaponizing it against us, the people. We are all the people. If you are speaking up for the system, then you are part of the system. If you're speaking up for the status quo, then you are speaking for globalism.
Yeah. And I want you guys to understand this. This is 11-11-2017. Hard to swallow. Important to progress. Who are the puppet masters? House of Saud, $4 trillion plus. The first aid that Donald Trump gave was $4 trillion. The second aid was $2 trillion. Rothschild, $2 trillion. Soros gave away 70% of his monies, but he was worth $1 trillion. So that's probably your $6.3 trillion that came back to the country under Donald J. Trump right there. These are not countries. They're bloodlines, folks. And that's what you're going to have to realize. Focus on the above three. Public wealth disclosures? False. Many governments of the world feed the eye. Think slush funds. Feeder. Think war. Feeder. Think environmental PACs. Feeder. Triangle has three sides. Eye of Providence? Follow the bloodlines. What is the keystone? Does Satan exist? Does the thought of Satan exist? Who worships Satan? What is a cult? Epstein Island. What is a temple? What occurs in a temple? Worship. Why is the temple on top of a mountain? How many levels might exist below? What is the significance of the colors, design, and symbol above the dome? Why is this relevant? Who are the puppet masters? Have the puppet masters traveled to this island? When? How often? Why? Quote, Vladimir Putin, the New World Order worships Satan. Q.
You had it the whole time. You've had the information right in front of you the whole time. The only question was, how does it play out on the world stage? How do we intersect these parallel realities, which are the truth and the globalist lie? They have to come together at some point. And right now, what you are seeing is that intersection occur. I think going into October, you're going to see more of this. I have a feeling that you're going to see other regions of Western Europe decide that they don't want to be part of, they don't even want to be their own country anymore. You know, there is a very good chance that Vladimir Putin could make some sort of action toward Europe and toward globalists. I don't know that he's not going to. I hope that he doesn't. I pray that he doesn't, but I can't say that he won't, and I can't say that we aren't going to continue to provoke him. That's what Nord Stream 2 was about. That's what all this money going to Ukraine is about. It's about attempting to provoke Vladimir Putin so that an event occurs to distract from what's going on here, which is the upending of the Federal Reserve. And as long as we keep moving through without that event, then they become more and more exposed, and there's nothing, there's literally nothing that they can do to stop it as long as we keep maintain control here. And I think Vladimir Putin is playing ball. I think he's playing on our side, the people's side.
Q post 142. How did Soros replace family Y? Who is family Y? Trace the bloodlines of these three families. What happened during World War II? Was Hitler a puppet? Who was his handler? What was the purpose? What was the real purpose of the war? What age is George Soros? What is the Soros family history? What has occurred since the fall of Nazi Germany? Who is Angela Merkel? What is Angela Merkel's family history? Follow the bloodline. Who died on the Titanic? What year did the Titanic sink? Why is this relevant? What exactly happened to the Titanic? What class of people were guaranteed a lifeboat? Why did selected individuals not make it into the lifeboats? Why is this relevant? How do you know who was on the lifeboats, D or A? How were names and bodies recorded back then? When were tickets purchased for her maiden voyage? Who was specifically invited? Less than 10. What is the Fed? What does the Fed control? Who controls the Fed? Who approved the formation of the Fed? Why did Hollywood glorify Titanic as a tragic love story? Who lived in the movie? What man? Why is this relevant? Opposite is true. What is brainwashing? What is a psyop? What happened to the Hindenburg? What really happened to the Hindenburg? Who died during the accident? Why is this relevant? What are sheep? Who controls the narrative? The truth would put 99% of the people in the hospital. It must be controlled. Snow White, Iron Eagle, Jason Bourne, CIA Dream. Q.
Wow. That post is so relevant now to pay attention to what is going on and how, like I said a second ago, how this is playing out. I can't objectively look at this and think of any other scenario than what is currently happening. Donald Trump couldn't lead this on. He couldn't put this forward. The news media would never, ever accept it. The only thing that we can do is allow them to spin themselves into oblivion and irrelevance on the world stage. And that game has to play out. There's nothing, you know, just like I do, there's nothing one-to-one in this game. And we are seeing the one-to-one ratio get stronger and stronger and stronger as we move closer and closer to the understanding that each of us have, the individual. This isn't about understanding as a collective. This is about you having your own opinion. This literally is about, this isn't about, you know, you coming in and out and saying, oh, well, I agree with Jeff, or I agree with Shady, or I agree with whoever. It's not about any of that. It's about you deciding for yourself to trust yourself, because what they're doing with the brainwashing is that they have separated what you see with your real eyes from knowing that that's a reality. And we're trying to get you back to understanding that what it is that you see, what it is that you experience, what it is that you observe is real and is calculatable. And you can integrate that into your decision-making process and your opinion-making process. That ultimately is the goal of this, to create individual thinkers. And I think that we're doing a pretty good job, albeit but a few.
So Shady, let's bring this into today. Donald J. Trump did a tweet today about 5 hours ago. Here it is. Here we go again. Another fake book is out. This one supposedly very boring and stale by self-appointed head case failing, and in parentheses, unfunded liability, ! Close parentheses. Unfunded liability. New York Times writer Maggie Hagerman. That is a misspelling. It's Haberman, but is it? In it, she tells many made-up stories with zero fact-checking or confirmation by anyone who would know, like me. In one case, she lies about me wanting to fire my daughter, Ivanka, and Jared. Wrong. Pure fiction. Never even crossed my mind. Just have to fight troublemaking creeps like Maggie and all the rest. Now, Shady, if you look at unfunded liability and Maggie Hagerman, here is Q post 1221. Hello, Maggie. Trust funds 3. Deposits routed from EU wire deposits are originating from EU being transferred into 3 trust funds. Children? How do you get your talking points? Why do so many DC journalists yourself use replace burner phones every week? How do you pass the new number out? Tweets are very important. Do you feel safe? Q. Now, that is Maggie Haberman talking about trust funds. POTUS saying unfunded liability. This post is 1221, Shady, and 1221 This was issued. Executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse and corruption. Shady. Is he telling us exactly what we're talking about today?
It feels like it. It feels like that is message sent and message understood to me right there, completely. And we know her game. We know that she really is the leader over there at the cabal of the New York Times to perpetuate all of this garbage. And I think it's very interesting, the misspelling. You know, we understand that Donald Trump knows exactly how to spell her name. And so there's a couple little tidbits there as well.
You know, maybe it's Donald Trump just saying, beep you, because I just misspelled your name. Or maybe there's a Hagerman that's a Nazi. Maybe she's a bloodline. Okay. Now, maybe. If you go not just screaming the loudest, maybe being, you know, we just saw that she has trust funds, right?
Yep.
And that, okay, she gets from Europe. Yep. Interesting. So it meant, so Q Post 1221 mentions Maggie and trust funds and the executive order. Let's note that, right? Property blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption that was signed on your birthday, Shady, 1221. And that is Q Post 1221 that we just read to you. Now, Shady, Haberman and Hagerman, A, B, C, D, E, F, G is five. Let's just look at Q Post five. Follow the money. It's the key. What is Pelosi's net worth by way of one example? Why coincidentally is her memory apparently going? Cover for possible future indictments to plead what? What if John M. never had surgery and that was a cover for a future out if needed against prosecution? Why did Soros transfer the bulk of his funds to a nonprofit? Note, this does not include massive slush funds that are pulled by several high ups. Why did Soros' son have several meetings with Canadian PM, and how is that related to the Clintons? Can you rely on being able to board a plane and fly away? Why is MS-13 a priority? Nobody got this. Could people pay such gangs to kill opponents, and why? How to insulate against exposure? The truth is mind-blowing and cannot be fully exposed, although many are thinking from one point of view, U.S. only. This evil is embedded globally. U.S. is the first domino. Have faith, Shady Groove.
Very interesting. Very interesting. The different things going on around her and those posts right there. That's post number five. Getting there from the differentiation between the letters between B and G. And also real quick for the Podesta emails, if you've forgotten or you weren't around for Q, Q posted this statement that came from the Podesta emails. We have had a very good relationship with Maggie Haberman of Politico over the last year. We have had her tee up stories for us before and have never been disappointed. While we should have a larger conversation in the near future about broader strategy for re-engaging the beat press that covers HRC, for this, we think we can achieve our objective and do the most shaping by going to Maggie. Q says, you are not safe. Q, at the end of that post referenced back to 2648. So just to give you an idea, Maggie Haberman's name was in the Q post many times. I would say probably 16 to 20 times or so, specifically talking about her. I like what Jeff is saying right there, because I think that there's more to this person, her bloodline, than meets the eye.
Now, Shady, I got one more for you. This is, I'll tell you who it is. Stormy is a hat tip. Pope Francis instructs Vatican entities to move all funds to the Vatican Bank by September 30th. Okay. That's ordered the Holy See and connected entities. And you know the crown is part of that connected entity. Very interesting.
Wow. Very interesting.
This is Q Post on 9/30/2020. It's a 2-year delta, Shady. And it says, rebuffed by Vatican, Pompeo assails China and aligns with Pope's critics. Pope Francis declined to see Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's demanding a harder Vatican line on China. The Holy See said meeting just before U.S. election would be inappropriate. Now, that's a 2-year delta. Talking about that on the September 30th, the Holy See has to have the assets there. When does a church become a playground? When does a church become a business? When does a church become political? When does a church become corrupt? When does a church become willfully blind? When does a church become controlled? Well, Shady Groove, as you know, the Vatican was controlled in 1870s by the Pesseurs, who bought the Vatican for $400 million in 1870s. But look at this, Shady. Michael knows that the head of the Vatican Bank, Archbishop Gilday, has accumulated a massive deficit and offers $600 million in exchange for shares in Internationale Immobiliare, an international real estate company, which makes him the largest single shareholder. He makes a tender offer to buy the Vatican's 25% share in the company, which will give him controlling interest. Immobiliare board approves the offer pending ratification by the Pope. Very interesting stuff. And by the way, let's also note, Shady, that China is making moves on the dollar with the yen. You've got China, Russia, and Iran with their economy splitting off from the dollar. And then you've got Queen Elizabeth, who is actually in a castle in Scotland that is outside of the crown fortune. Very interesting things happening, Shady.
There's a lot more that's happening out there than we can even discuss because of how fast it's coming out and toward you right now. This is what you were prepared for. This is what the framework has been laid for. The foundation is in place for us to build something completely different going forward. And, you know, just hats off to the people out there that think that they can tear things down because they're still trying. And you just go on with your bad selves because you're going to lose.
Program note for Sunday.
Replay this Sunday. I'm not sure which one we're doing yet. I don't have a live show in the can for Sunday. We're going to have a good replay for you guys.
Okay. Replay, Q Lounge Live. Do not miss it. Severely amazing show. I love it, Shady Groove. I'm your biggest fan and always will be.
Oh.
Get to the Q Lounge Live. When is that? Friday? Sunday, what time? 8 p.m.?
Sunday night at 8 p.m., yep.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock. Your time, Shady Groove, get there. It's always, every single one of those episodes are actually timeless. So whatever episode you choose, Shady, I'm sure it'll be amazing. And I want to just go out with the fix. One thing leads to another by Scotty Marr for some other news points that we missed because we covered it. But guys, we'll see you Monday. God bless you all. God bless you, Shady. God bless you, Yeti. See you Monday. Wow.
The FBI and the DOJ would be there to protect us, to defend us, especially a former president. I haven't seen anyone else be treated like this in my life. Yeah. Russia hoax, Letitia James. You know, and I can tell you honestly, Jesse, as somebody who is very intimately related with all of his legal cases, there is more than people know that you'll be hearing that this lines up perfectly, that I can tell you that they are working in tandem together to try and take him down. And if he wasn't ahead in the polls, this wouldn't be happening.
So you think this is a conspiracy between several different legal investigations working together?
100%.
And it's politically motivated?
100%.
You see dimensions in two. State your case with black or white. But when one little cross leads two shots, grit your teeth. You rap for cover so discreet. Why don't they do what they say? Say what you mean. One thing leads to another.
Yeah.
I know I listen too long, but then one thing leads to another. Why don't they do what they say? Say what they mean. One thing leads to another. Tell me something wrong. I know I listen to them, but then one thing leads to another. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One thing leads to another. Then it's easy.
up, I've got to say enough's enough. Bigger the harder he falls. Open the wrong antidote is like a bomb on the throne. You run for cover and the heat might on. They do what they say, say what they mean. One thing leads to another. Tell me something wrong. I know I listen too long, but then one thing leads to another. Yeah, yeah.
www.mg.show. Boom.